Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made. And this day is Friday the 28th of October, 2022. It is the last Friday of this month. And we thank God for His grace that is sufficient, that He has allowed us to see this new day. And it is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our Lord. And we are excited because we have Him, the one who holds today, the one who holds tomorrow. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. And we are excited with what God is doing at this study, at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we serve a mighty God. He is truly a friend that is closer than a brother. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We are praying a prayer of agreement, for there is power in agreement. For a three cord, it cannot be easily broken. It is stronger than a single cord. And we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit on our side as we pray. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, we honor you for allowing us to see this new day, for waking us up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because you always towards us. Yes, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us unexpected blessing and breakthroughs in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we pray, Father God, that you have continue to have mercy on us. Yes, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, you are a compassionate God. Your compassion blot out, it washes away all our transgressions. We thank you for washing them away, all our iniquities, all our failures, anything and everything that we have done, Father, that is not pleasing to you, whether by sight or by deed, by action, or by not doing what we are supposed to do. We just pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord, that all our sins are thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. They will not be remembered no more. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us that we will not be repeated offenders. We do not want to continue offending you with the same thing over and over. We pray that the Holy Spirit teach us and remind us and bring it to our remembrance in the mighty name of Jesus, and reveal to us all those hidden things that we do not know and we cannot even research it, but we need a revelation from you. Thank you, Father, for cleansing us, Lord. Yes, cleansing us with your hyssop and wash us clean that we be whiter than snow. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for restoring, yes, the joy of your gladness, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for not hiding your face away from us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for not withholding your Holy Spirit away from us, Father. We thank you, Father God, for restoring, yes, the joy of your salvation and giving us, yes, granting us a willing heart, a willing spirit that will sustain us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are such a good shepherd. Thank you, good shepherd, the one who makes us lie down in green pastures. We thank you, good shepherd, because we will lack nothing in the mighty name of Theophilus belongs to you. And they that live in it, they belong to you. So we thank you, Father God, for leading us beside the still waters, beside those quiet waters, when everything around us is raging, everything around us is noisy. But you calm us down, Father. You take us to those still waters when the waters of life want to drown us. But you take us to those still waters and refresh our souls. We thank you, Father God. We honor you for guiding us in the path of righteousness, Father. Even though we walk through the valleys and darkness and the valleys of and the paths of death, we are not even afraid. We fear no evil, because we know, Father God, that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Thank you, Lord, for you are our comforter. In the mighty name of Jesus, when the enemy wants to see us crying all the time, but you comfort us, Father. You calm us. We are still, Father, because we know you are our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. When they don't want us to feast, when they want us to starve, but you prepare a table for us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, not only preparing a table for us, but you anoint our heads with oil, Father, the oil of the Holy Ghost. Yes, the Holy Spirit oil. You give us wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus, that when you open a door, no one can close it, Father. When you shut a door, no one can open it. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the wisdom and favor that we do not walk in those doors the enemy opens, that those deceitful doors, but we go to the truth ones, Father, with wisdom. Yes, and the ordering of our steps, because you order our steps, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because your goodness and your mercy and your love, they follow us all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to come before you with confidence, Father, as we approach you. Because we know that when we ask anything according to your will, Father, you hear us. Because you are a prayer-hearing God. You are not a deaf God, but you are a God who hears prayer. Not only do you hear, but you are a God who answers prayer. When we know that you hear us, whatsoever we ask, Father, we know that we receive, we get what we have ask it, because you care for us so much, Father. You are a caring God. Your love, Father God, that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you for your love, because nothing can separate us from your love, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, as your servant, the writer of Romans, said, nothing what I am persuaded, he says, and we are persuaded this morning that nothing, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, even those that are present or those things that are to come, even the highest, Father God, they cannot separate us from your love, because your love reaches to the highest mountain, even the depth, Father, your love reaches to the deepest valley. Nothing can separate us from your love that we have in Christ Jesus, who is our Lord. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning as we continue, Father, to believe and trust in you
for the salvation of our loved ones so that they can experience this dunamis love, this love that covers a multitude of sins. So we pray, Father God, for their salvation, for their deliverance and their healing. Yes, we are still believing for 2,200 souls this year, Father, of year 2022. We are believing, Father, that our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, nephews and nieces, our mothers and fathers, Father, that they are counted in that number, that this year is the year of their deliverance, is the year of their salvation, is the year of their healing, Father. Yes, that their blind eyes are opened, Father, that they once were lost and they are found this year. They are not going to continue roaming around and walking around being blinded and not knowing where they are going. But they find you, Father. They will find you, Lord Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as you lift up their burdens, because you are a burden lifter. You said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You are a rest giver. You exchange our heavy yoke with yours that is light. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. So we call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, soften their hearts, Father, that when you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, that they will let you in. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord. Give them a heart of flesh, a soft heart. Take away that heavy, hard-hearted, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they turn away from their wicked ways. Yes, and that they believe in you, Father, and come to repentance and confess their sins, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, because we know, Father God, as men and women come to you and surrender their lives to you and get salvation, Father, we will have strong families. Because some of the issues we are dealing with in these families, Father God, is because of the work of the devil, because of the work of the darkness. But when light shows up, darkness has to leave. So we pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's a single parent family household, Father, I just pray that you are not a respecter of any person. You remain being the head, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for the restoration of fathers back to their sons, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every family member will function and operate the way they should, husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, in the wives submitting themselves to their own husbands. And I know, Father God, where there is love, everybody submit to love. It's not hard to submit to love. There is no rebellious in love. There is no distrust in love. There is no hate in love. So I pray, Father God, for the love, Father, yes, in these families, in these marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents. As your word says, Father, that this is a promise, a command with a promise. I pray, Father God, that as parents and grandparents, we do not provoke our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for wisdom. Yes, as we walk in this path and streets of life that is in families, Father, that we respect each other. I thank you, Father God, because I do know that when we have a strong family, we have a strong neighborhood, a strong city, and we have a strong state and nation, and it just spills over. And even the leaders, we produce, they are loving and kind and compassionate. So I pray, Father God, that you restore our families and restore our nation, our leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are such a reasonable God. You are a compassionate God. You even said in Isaiah that come on, come, let us reason together. Even if our sins are as scarlet, even if they are, you will turn them as white as snow. Even if they are red as crimson, yes, you will make them white as soft as wool. So I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we come to you, Father. We surrender individually and cooperatively as a family and as a nation, and put you first in our lives, Father. Not only a pretense to say in God we trust on our monies, when we really don't trust you. So I pray, Father God, that we trust you with all our hearts, and that we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. We continue, Father God, to trust and believe you for restoring our nation, Father. With humble hearts, we continue to pray, yes, and seek your face and confess our sins on behalf of our nation, that you hear us from heaven. Yes, and you forgive our sins, Father, and heal our land, restore our land in the mighty name of Jesus. So the time is now. Yes, it is now that those who worship you should worship you in spirit and in truth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. So we thank you, Father God, that you restore and resuscitate all areas of our lives that are lifeless right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we are just in the holiday season. There are a lot of activities going on, Father, with the children and the parents and everyone else involved. I just pray for the protection of our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. My heart goes out, Father God, for the story I heard earlier this week, for this child, 2 years old, being abused by the caregiver, the person who is supposed to care for this baby, and they abuse them. So I pray, Father God, this morning that all abusers, all child molesters, all child abusers in any way or form, that they be exposed and be dealt with the laws of the land. Above all, that they come to repentance, that they will not abuse any other child again. Because I know it's the work of the enemy. When the light comes, darkness has to flee. So we pray for their salvation. That's why we keep on believing and calling unto you for salvation of many kinds. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that those who care for our children, even whether they are in the foster care, or whether they are with their families, Father, the uncles, the aunties, the sisters, the brothers, whoever, an adult in that house, we're supposed to care for the children, to do what is right, not take advantage of the children because they cannot defend themselves. So we pray, Father God, because you are our heavenly Father. You are our Abba Father, our everlasting Father, the one who is the defender of those who cannot defend themselves. You are the defender of Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are our defense. You fight all our battles, those that are seen or unseen. You fight for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the protection of all our military, our armed forces, and all our civil services, servants, Father, those in uniform and those who are not, those who are deployed in a foreign country and those who are here at home. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you protect and shield them, Father. Yes, and their families, some are away from their families, some have just deployed. Pray, Father God, that you protect their families while they are away. I thank you, Father God, because we know, Father, yes, except you build a house, the builder builds in vain. Except you watch over the city, the watchman watches in vain. We have them, Father. They have voluntarily come to save and protect, but we know true protection comes from you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we do respect and honor them. So we pray for them, Father, because we want to live a peaceful life. Yes, we want to live in a peaceful land. That's why we continue praying even in those countries, every continent, Father, the European countries, the Western countries, the African countries, the South American countries. There is a lot, the Middle East, a lot of, and the Asian countries, Father, a lot of disorder and commotion and noise and manipulation. Everyone wants to manipulate and control other people. We just pray, Father God, that you only be the Lord, the one of who rules and controls our lives, not other people, Father. Yes, we do respect and honor the rules and regulations of the land, but not manipulation and controlling spirit. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, as we pray for those who are sick in their bodies. You are our healer, Lord. You heal all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your stripes we are healed, and healing is the bread of the children. So we decree and declare healing, Father, to those who are sick. Some are in the hospitals, and some are being breathed by machines. They can't breathe on themselves. They have someone who, after so often, they come and turn them around because they can't even turn themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you are our healer. You heal our bodies. So we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Even anyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well, I decree and declare that you receive your healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus heals all manner of sicknesses. The blood of Jesus, that does not expire. It does not lose its power. It healed then on the cross. It healed yesterday. It's healing today. And it is going to be healing tomorrow. Because it does not change. Every many medications expire. Fire, they lose power, but the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your healing. Yes, and some we need healing in our finances. Some we need healing in our relationship. Some we need healing in any other area of all other areas of our life. I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We praise you, Lord, as we continue to lift our eyes Yes, unto the hills. We lift our eyes unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who keeps Israel. Yes, you neither slumber nor sleep. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are our keeper. You are our defense. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that every need is met, every request is met, because you meet and you supply all our needs, Father, according to your riches in glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God, this morning. So my brothers and sisters, the lines are open. Let's just take a moment this time and just praise God. Let's just thank him. Not ask for anything at this particular time. No request, but praise him. Let's praise our God and tell the Lord thank you for waking us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did it because of his love, because of his grace. I praise you, Father God. I honor you this morning. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Almighty God, the one who changes destiny. I thank you, Father God, for altering and changing my destiny. The enemy had diverted me, but you brought me back. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, because you are the one who gives life. You let me be desert places to be fruitful. I thank you, Lord. Yes, you are the lily, you are the valley, you are the bright and morning star. The one who was, who is, and is to come. You do not change. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Yahweh. Yes, the Almighty God. The one who has been tried and tested and proven to be a good and faithful God. And proven to be an able God. I thank you, Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. I praise you. You are a covenant-keeping God. I thank you for keeping covenant with your with Abraham. You kept covenant with Isaac and Jacob and Israel. You are still keeping your covenant right now. You kept your covenant with Elijah, and you answered by fire. You kept your covenant even with Daniel. Yes, and you showed up when they were thrown in that scene of fire, and you showed up as the fourth man. I thank you, Father God, for there is no one like you. No one is like you, Father. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are God, the one who watches over me, the one who watches over my family. I thank you, Father God. I put my confidence in you, Lord. I put my trust in you, Father, because you are trustworthy. You are a trustworthy God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for picking me up, Father, out of the mighty clay, for picking me up out of darkness, and put me into your marvelous light. I thank you, Father God, for you are my solid rock. Yes, you are my solid rock. All other sands are sinking sands, but you are my solid rock. I thank you, Father, for your love. Your love is too big. It's too big, Father. It covers the multitude of sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the only legitimate God. All other gods are imitators, they are pretenders, but you are the true God, the creator of heaven and earth. You are the air that I breathe. You are the life that I live. For in you, Father, I live and move and have my being. Without you, Lord, I can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Because you do not need men to be God. You do not need any man to be God. You are God. All by yourself. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, you own the times and seasons. Yes, they are in your hands. The world is in your palm of your Father. You have the whole world in your hands. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are the light. Yes, when you show up, darkness has to flee. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for choosing us, Lord. I thank you for choosing us. I thank you for putting food on my table. Yes, and clothing on my back, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that my family and I, we are not homeless. I know there are people out there who are homeless and they didn't apply for it. But for one reason or another, they are not there. They hesitate and now they don't. But I'm still here. It is not by might. It is not by power. It is not by wisdom. But it is just your grace, Lord. I thank you for your grace that is sufficient in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you. There is no night I have gone to bed hungry. You give me food. You give food to my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord. Yes. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. You are God. Yes, my God. My God, I honor you, Father. Yes, I thank you. I thank you. I praise you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Yes, yes,
he leads to the path
you,
of righteousness.
If you are at the place, my brother, my sister, where you can shout hallelujah, go ahead and shout hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, our God is good. Our God is good. He is such a good God. We thank him this morning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for he is such a good God. He is a merciful God. He is full of mercy and grace. He's just loving. He's just loving. He is the Lord of our life. He is the only one who sits on the throne of our heart. No one else has a face to sit on the throne of our heart but God. Amen. Amen. So while the lights are still open, but we're going to acknowledge who is here. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request or a song on your heart, anything encouraging in this body, we're going to give you the time to do so. If you had something you are like, oh, this has been burning on my spirit all week long, and you can't contain it, you want to share with a brother and a sister to encourage them, this is the time. But we will be mindful of our time so that we can all get time to share in Jesus' name. The lines are open, and we're going to acknowledge if you just want to, you know, you are here and you don't want to say anything, we are, you know, we would like to hear your voice, just to hear your voice. That is going to make a music in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. So the lines are open.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God, hallelujah, for the power of prayer this morning, that we lead and depend on God no matter what the situation or the circumstances is, knowing that God has already got it covered in the name of Jesus, that we just continue to trust in, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, we feel that, no, God is still, hallelujah, working on our behalf in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say, I just have a prayer that, you know, that we come in agreement with this morning, and I'm going to make it really, really short, that I was told that we will be on the streets because the bills has not been paid on this house, and that by the first of the month, and I was told that yesterday by my daughter, the finances have not been doing like she's supposed to do with the finances, and we will be put on the streets. This is what she's singing. So I need prayer, you know, that God to give me the strength that I need, you know, so I can keep holding the family up, because her decision affects the whole family that's hearing this out. So, and I thank God, you know, just that she opened up her mouth and said anything, but she's a child of God and she has God Holy Spirit, but she doesn't see, hallelujah, if she doesn't see anything, she can't understand how that happened. So I got to stand in the gap for her, you know, and do what I need to do, child of God, and that intercessor to intercede on behalf of this household. So I need the saints to stand behind me and pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila. I just want to tell everyone good morning and have a nice weekend, and God will, if we let him.
Good morning, this is Sister Mary, and I just thank God for us joining together. You know, he's given us an opportunity to praise him, an opportunity to pray and make our requests known before him. And I would like for you to just pray for, keep my family in prayer. Just learn in the midst of the prayer this morning that I lost my brother-in-law, the Chase family. If you could keep them in your prayers and me in your prayers this day. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Wonderland Horsley. I'm just so excited about the prayer and the praise this morning. We thank God for you, Pastor Scholastica, and all the saints of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Who's gone forth and led the services on this week. We truly know that through the praises, we can get the breakthrough that we need. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for you all, and we ask you all to please keep families in prayer, that there would be peace, love, and joy in families, and that people will be saved in these families. We want to pray also for our nation, as has already been prayed for the leaders of these nations, that we may live a peaceable life, praise God. And also we want to pray for those who are sick. There's so many people that are yet sick in hospitals, and let's pray for these young children that's being afflicted by this respiratory disease, and we want to pray for divine healing for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you all. Have a blessed weekend in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I just wanted to state my name and let you know that I'm listening, and I'd like to say once again, thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, and for his grace, for the activity and the use of our limbs. And as I've mentioned before, my mom is in rehab, and she's been there for a few weeks now, and it's just so many things that we take for granted. There are people in that rehab center that don't even have legs. They don't even have arms. So once again, I just thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and for his grace.
Yes.
You there?
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just want asking God, you know, for a miracle, a right now thing to be done over my life, and that's it. Amen.
Amen. Is there any other?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Is there any other?
Praise God. We thank God this morning, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and bring this prayer request before the Lord. And he is a miracle-working God. There is nothing impossible with him. So we're going to pray for favor, and whatever the enemy has meant for bad, God can turn it around for good. And I'm just reminded as people were giving their prayer requests, I'm reminded of the children of Israel. They left Egypt on their way to the promised land. At one point, it was so crucial. They had the Egyptian army right behind them, getting closer and closer. They could see it. And then in front of them, they see the Red Sea. They could see it, and they were locked in. God, in a twinkle of an eye, he directed his servant Moses, and he parted the Red Sea. I work with engineers and people who build big stuff, big things, big projects, and they take 5 years in planning just to ride, to build a highway. It can take 5 to 7, even 10 years planning for it, just on the paper, not even putting a shovel on the ground. Then it might take another 2 years. How long has it been you seeing construction in your neighborhood? Some have moved to new neighborhoods. You have been there 5 years. They are still constructing. You have been there 15, 20 years. They are still doing it. But God constructed a highway for the children of Israel, parted the Red Sea, which just like that, as I am talking, the Red Sea will be ready. There is a highway. People are parting. And he demolished it just like that. How long does it take for us to demolish?
demolish a building that is saying it's not going to leave. It takes planning, 6 months, a whole year, 2 years, planning how to demolish it. But God did it just right away. Why am I saying this? I am encouraging us, whatever situation we are facing, He is able to do anything and everything that man cannot do. He is a miracle working God. So as we pray for all these requests, whether it's healing, whether it's restoration of family, salvation, our national leaders, a miracle for accommodation or financial breakthrough and comfort for those who have lost their loved ones. As we remember the church family and all other families, we're going to pray by faith. Let us go before the Lord, because our God is not deaf, and nothing we're going to say today that is going to surprise Him or catch Him by surprise. He already know, but we have to honor Him. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. When we seek, we will find. When we knock, it will be opened. So we just need to initiate, then put things in emotion. Let us go before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth.
Lord,
let's
begin.
Tell the Lord.
Wicked
leader
for the righteous.
You know, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, right now in us. Amen. With our sister Gladys concerning this situation, Father. The heaven will do the same,
Father,
in the name of
you.
Pray, Lord God. Traveling
this weekend. I pray for Pastor Dalene as he is traveling. that you go before her, Father, behind her, and around her, that she arrive her destination safely, and I pray that you strengthen her body, Father, and each and every one of us who are traveling, whether they are going far or near, I pray for traveling mercies, Father, that they arrive their destination safely. And come back home safely. And while they are away, you keep their belongings, that no one, no trespassers will get into their stuff. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we glorify your name. And I thank you for hearing our prayers. And we seal every prayer and every breakthrough that it is permanent and the enemy cannot steal from us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is done by the precious blood of Jesus. That the battle is won, and we are victorious in you, Father, because we know if you are before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? If you are on our side, we are more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, yes. We thank God for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers, and we believe. Yes, thank by faith, because we say those things that are as though they are, those things that are not as though they are, in Jesus' name. And it just suits well with our theme of this month. So before I talk about our prayer and fasting this month, I did want to add on our prayer request that we pray for Pastor Darlene. She's traveling this weekend. We keep you in prayer that each and every one traveling this weekend to be safe and come back home safely, and that your belongings while you are aware will be taken care of, because he watches over anything and everything that we care for. He cares for also any of our concerns. Amen. So just a reminder, I know it has been a full-packed week this week. It has been an awesome week. I tell you, if you missed any of the days, I encourage you to go back. It has been wonderful week. So just to get in touch with Pastor Darlene, and she will give you instructions to reach out that you can connect to the previous services or days you missed. And our scripture for the week, this week, is from the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanan and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. So that's our scripture, and it just suits that God, you know, if you read this book from the beginning, you can see how, you know, they way in bondage. They were taken away from their country, like in slavery, you know, being abused and misused and whatever other situations that happens when you are misplaced, taken away from your home and get misplaced. That's what had happened. And then they, you know, the Lord had given them a breakthrough, and then they rebuilt the walls and rebuilt the city of the Lord, you know, Jerusalem, after they had rebuilt it. And I'm just paraphrasing here. You will need to go back and read. And at this particular time, this is time where the wall was now built, and now they have set apart and had put people in positions, you know, at the doors or the gates, the porters, the singers, the, you know, the priests, the Levites, and everybody. And he had his brothers, these two brothers, also in place and gave them charge because they were faithful
and they feared God. And I do think it's such a time as this. We, as a body of Christ, at this platform, God has given us some favor, and he trusted us because we fear him and we love him, for us to stand on the gap and intercede for the nation and intercede and be on the gap even for our families, for our loved ones. So we are not just killing time, or we are not just, you know, hanging out and just to put a check mark in the box that I had prayer today. We are intentionally, we are strategically placed here to do what we are doing, and we have to do it wholeheartedly and by faith and believing God. Amen. And we had good teaching, especially yesterday as well. It had we have a really good teaching on this book and where to go, and a whole list of scriptures. If you miss those scriptures, please go back and listen and get those scriptures, because you will definitely need them. Amen. Amen. So we're going to talk. We are already at the top of the hour. We are going to talk about our prayer that is coming, prayer and fasting for the month of November. That is coming up this coming Wednesday, next Wednesday, which will be November the 2nd, November 2, 3, and 4. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we are inviting and calling each one of us to be in one accord. That's what prayer of agreement is, and that is what oneness and unity is we are doing the same thing at the same time. I know we are at different levels, some because of medication and your physical situation, you cannot fast, but you can pray. All of us can pray. All of us can be in agreement. And our theme this month, meaning November, is calling things that are not as though they are. So we are praying by faith. We know faith has carried us throughout the year. This is the fourth quarter. We are now in the fourth quarter of the year, and we know it's holiday season and a lot of stuff, a lot of spending, and we need wisdom, and we need to speak on the word of God. So our scripture, we have two scriptures, and there are so many. You can go from, you know, all the 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. There are lots of scriptures that support, but these are the two standing out right now. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, who is God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So we know the story of Abraham and his wife Sarah. Sarah had a womb that was dead, and her age and the status of her womb could not, you know, we couldn't, but just by your many brains and, you know, analysis, you say this is done. No, she cannot bear a child, but he is a miracle working God. Sarah now, we call her mother of nations, because she bear a child when all odds say no. So when the whole world say no and God say yes, I take God's yes. Because when he says yes, that settles it. That is it. And in the book of Genesis also supports that in the beginning God created heavens and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face and of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. So we can speak those things that are not as though they are. And when you continue reading the book of Genesis and you continue, see, God was just saying the word, and things become into existence. So as we proclaim and declare God's word on lifeless things in our personal lives and also in our family lives and our nation and nations, they're going to come to life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So we just thank God for the opportunity. We are at the top of the hour. Actually, our time is right at the dot, and we just thank God. I decree and declare that as we go, we have a blessed, blessed weekend, and that your weekend, this weekend, is going to be better than your last weekend or any other weekend you thought that was it, but it's not, because our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward, for we move from glory to glory. So I do decree and declare that God's uncommon favor will follow you where the rules and regulations and policies and procedures, even the price tag, be charged on your behalf for your favor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So you all have a blessed weekend, and we will see you on Monday at the same time in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.